the utterly indescribable thing that happened in Huggerby Falls. The Huggerby Falls Trilogy, Book 3. Written by Adam Ceci and read by Ryan Ireland. Hello, listener. It's great to see you again. I say that because I'm guessing this is not the first time we have met, as this book is the third book of the Huggerby Falls trilogy. So it's likely you've come to be listening to this book via one of three ways. You listened to the first two books in the Huggerby Falls trilogy and enjoyed them so much you rushed out to get the third book on the day it was released. Two, you were given this book for your birthday, when what you really wanted was a hovercraft, in which case I must apologize. Three, you are one of those people who listen to the third book in a series even though they haven't heard the first two. This is, of course, an extremely reckless thing to do. Just in case you are not one of the people in the first category, I will describe what happened in the first two Huggerby Falls books. I'll try to do it as quickly as possible without boring everyone else to death. Here goes. Huggerby Falls is the weirdest town on Earth, but it is all this weirdness that makes it the most wonderful town on Earth. So when a creepy scientist and the evil Felonious Dark hatched a dastardly plan to make Huggerby Falls normal, best friends Kip Kindle, Tobias Treachery, and Symphony Chan had to stop them. Then, in the next Huggerby Falls adventure, Kip, Tobias, and Symphony had to stop a top-hatted scientist and one of Felonious Dark's evil identical triplet brothers, Felonious Dark II, from scaring everyone out of Huggerby Falls with hard light holograms of their greatest fears. I'm not going to say anything more about those adventures, because I need to tell you about a third thing that has happened in Huggerby Falls. An indescribable thing. Now, writing a book about an indescribable thing is not easy. In fact, it might even be impossible. My mother always told me that nothing is impossible, but I think the exception to this rule is describing an indescribable thing. Someone else who was having trouble describing something was Kip Kindle, who stood in front of his bathroom window one morning, looking at his hand. There was something weird about it, and he couldn't describe what it was. All he could say was it was something.